Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Butcher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Bowman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Jordan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson takes first base on ball four. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Culberson moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Culberson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metkovich moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Moses steals second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive beyond second. Butcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Moses scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Webb, and towards Schalk, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to second. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Partee scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Bowman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dick Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dick Schott hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Butcher hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0-1 in the game. Schalke hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Metkovich moves to third. McBride moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metkovich scores. McBride moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McBride. Clark reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Butcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butcher moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Partee strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0-for-1 in the game. Wade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McBride who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Wade goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Red Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culberson. The throw from Jordan and he is safe. Culberson steals second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich bunts towards the mound. Wade juggles the ball. That's an error on Wade. Culberson moves to third. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Culberson scores. One out. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Tabor moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Partee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carnett. Partee reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Tabor scores. Butcher moves to third. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowman strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnett hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dickshott reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. William Mitzig now playing second base. Cass Michaels now playing shortstop. Buck Ross now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Jordan and he is safe. Metkovich steals second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McBride hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Metkovich scores. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mitzig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Butcher hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. William Mitzig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitzig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Michaels. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowman hits a pop-up towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Carnett hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mitzig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mitzig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-3 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.